Paragraph 2 reads, the 2019-2020 NBA regular season kicked off on October 22, 2019. The season proceeded without any major hiccups until March 11, 2020, when a rapid surge in COVID-19 cases compelled league officials to postpone the remainder of the season indefinitely. Eager to get players back onto the court, NBA officials began developing a plan that would allow teams to resume play while simultaneously minimizing the threat of the virus to both players and fans. The end result was the NBA bubble, an experimental isolation zone hosted at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida.
So the 2019-2020 NBA regular season started in mid-October 2019. So a regular season is the season of sports where games are played to determine who the best team is. So this is opposed to any preseason games or, you know, the playoffs that are at the end of the season. And so the season proceeded without any major hiccups, without any major issues, until March 11th, 2020, when, of course, this is when COVID-19 cases started to surge in America. And so this forced league officials to postpone the rest of the season indefinitely. So indefinitely means for an unspecified amount of time. And so, you know, they thought, okay, we don't know what the situation is going to be. We're just going to postpone until we can safely get these players back on court doing what they do best.
So, of course, the NBA was eager to get players back onto the court. The players want to play. The fans want to watch the games. The sponsors want, you know, to do their advertising. The owners want the money. All this sort of stuff, you know, so everybody wants to continue, but you have to do it safely. So the NBA decided to look into options that would allow the teams to play while simultaneously, meaning at the same time, minimizing the threat of the virus to the players, to the fans, to the coaches, other coaching staff, etc. So what they came up with was the NBA bubble, which was an isolation zone. Basically, just means that people are not allowed in or out of the zone, so this prevents the spread of any pathogens. And this isolation zone was held at Disney World in Orlando, Florida.